Chapter 8. German Last Names. Fahler, Furtwängler, Hockenberg, Kirchase, Ludwig, Schmidt. Russian Last Names. Sergeyev, Yakovlev. Part 7. Basic Practice.
Sarah Lanham, 6:25 p.m. Hi, James. Are you at home? If so, can you pick me up at the station? It's raining hard. I have no rain gear.
James Lanham, 6:27 p.m. I just got home. You are lucky. What time?
Sarah Lanham, 6:30 p.m. This train arrives at the station at 7 p.m. How about around 7:05 p.m?
James Lanham, 6:32 p.m. No problem. I will be waiting for you at the Nordstrom parking lot, and you can come there from the station without getting wet in the rain. I will text you again when I arrive there.
Sarah Lanham, 6:34 p.m. Great. Thanks.
More practice.
Deborah Swing, 9:05 a.m. Nancy and John, are you in? I am in trouble. I really need your help.
Nancy North, 9:06 a.m. Hi, Deborah. What's up?
Deborah Swing, 9:07 a.m. I just arrived at MYB Trading. I forgot to bring my USB. It's on my desk.
John Smith, 9:10 a.m. Hi, Deborah. I found it. What should I do with this USB?
Deborah Swing, 9:11 a.m. Open it and find the file titled Tour Plan for Kansai Region, Japan. It is an incentive trip plan for MYB Trading. Without it, I can't give a presentation to them.
Nancy North, 9:12 a.m. It is about our new tour plan for this spring, right? I'm very sure that a copy is in the computer with you. I made a copy of it in the computer a few days ago.
Deborah Swing, 9:13 a.m. Oh, Nancy, you are so sweet. You saved me. Thanks. Meg, so what would you say is another major shift in our thinking besides social networking?
Anton, I'd say it's what we've been learning from brain research.
Shen, you mean like using MRIs and those things?
Ula, what's MRIs?
Shen, magnetic, I forget the full name, but they're brain scans.
Anton, it stands for magnetic resonance imaging. It's a technology using magnetic fields and radio waves to take pictures of what's inside the body.
Shen, right. And for brain scans, I think they use fMRIs. Anton, what's the F for?
Anton, functional.
Meg, I heard a podcast about research on Buddhist monks in meditation. It was fascinating.
Anton, yeah, all kinds of research. That's what I mean. Brain research and neuroplasticity. We used to think that after a certain age, our brains were already hardwired. This research is changing the way we look at our brains.
Meg, okay, I found an article about the meditating monk. The scan showed that when meditating on compassion, Ricard's brain produces a level of gamma waves, those linked to consciousness, attention, learning, and memory, never reported before in the neuroscience literature. So when they meditate, they can actually change their neural networks.
Ula, can you send us the link? I want to read more.
Meg, sure, I'll compile a list. Another monk supposedly cured himself of diabetes just by meditation. Unbelievable.
Anton, but not just about meditation. There are all kinds of studies that might help us with actual health problems we have now.